Pacific Cinematheque, a non-profit film society and center. They show over 500 films annually, featuring new talents, international, experimental shorts, classic, and contemporary. The organization also has a film library, film archives, and an educational program department. Come and feel the essential cinema experience. The cinema is located at 1131 Howe Street near Davie. Visit their website at cinematech.bc.ca for upcoming films and more information.
Good evening. Welcome to the Arts Edge here at CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Mountain. Tonight's show will be featuring fairs and carnivals and celebrations through summer months. To start things off, I've got an oldie but a goodie from Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel. It's a song that they released on their 1966 album, Parsley, Sage, Rosemary, and Thyme. Here we have the incredible ethereal song, Scarborough Fair. Have a listen.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a cambric shirt, a deep forest green, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Snow crested brown, without no sleep.
Long ago for
Well, Love, off their 1993 CD, Fare Thee Well, Love. Before that, we had the amazing band Great Big Sea, who hails out of Newfoundland and Labrador. That song was Heart of Hearts, off their 20th anniversary edition, Double X, released in 2012. Up next, I have a tune from Janis Joplin and the Big Brothers Molding Company, their version of Summertime, a tune that was originally from the Broadway play Corgi and Bess. This song was released on Janis Joplin's 1968 album, Janis Joplin and the Big Brothers Molding Company. That was one of my mom's favorites and my sister Sharon's favorites. The version I have, I'm going to have two versions for you tonight. The first version I have is the instrumental version from Faith Percy, produced and recorded in 1908. It's a song that would go on to win the first ever Record of the Year Grammy in 1960. Here it is now, The Summer Place.
CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
And this brings us to the Story Corner portion of tonight's show. I have a radio tale that I wrote in 2015, almost 10 years ago. It is based on visiting my mother's farm and homeland in southern Saskatchewan. Here we have radio tale number 23. Revisiting the Prairie Homeland. Radio Tale number 23, Return to the Prairie Homestead. I didn't know why I needed to go there, but I did, and I needed to go alone. Upon arriving at my mother's childhood home in McGee, Saskatchewan, I felt like I was right where I needed to be. I sensed that by coming to this farm, I was doing something courageous. I didn't know what that meant, but I trusted that whatever it was, it would be revealed to me, and hopefully by morning. And so I walked the land, trusting that courageous was a good word for me. I arrived at the abandoned farmhouse on a scorching hot summer's day, just before lunch, and explored the barren land until after the sun had risen the following day. You could say I stayed until the cows came home, and I wouldn't be lying. I was there for my mom. She loved that land, and it was only after something awful happened that she left her home. As the day progressed, nothing I sang or did seemed cliché anymore. By evening, I realized I had come to the farm to take back something my mother had left behind. Just being on my mother's homestead, I felt my mother's presence, and I couldn't help but sing a Shania Twain tune, "You've Got Away."
You got away with me. Somehow you got me to believe in everything that I could be. I gotta say,
as that song reflected my relationship with my mother and the impact she had in my life, I kicked at the dirt and envisioned my mother kicking at the dirt as a child. We had come full circle somehow. In being at my mother's home, I became sad about the brokenness across the generations,
and the patterns that perpetuated across the miles. It was as though my mom had never had a chance, and so never had the strength to awaken the possibility of her life, something George Harrison sang so well of in While My Guitar Gently Weeps. It was as though my mother never had a chance, and so never had the strength to awaken to the possibility of her life, something George Harrison sings so well of in While My Guitar Gently Weeps. The beauty in Harrison's words leads me to reflect upon my mom's life. I recalled stories of Grandpa's jovial nature and realized that his two sides must have confused my mom and her sisters. Yet I thought of him playing the violin, how the children gathered to listen. My grandpa played the violin, and he played his song for me, with a tap and a bang and a strum and a twang, how his prairie tune made sweet history. This image of Grandpa makes me realize how music adds to your life. When he lost the violin in the house fire, he lost a piece of himself. In the case of John Denver's ballad, This Old Guitar, we see how much music can mold a life.
This old guitar taught me to sing a love song, showed me how to laugh and how to cry. It introduced me to some friends of mine and bright up some days to help me make it through some lonely nights. Oh, what a friend to have on a cold.
The songwriting of John Denver and his ability to conjure up images of old makes me envision him on a farm somewhere in Colorado, working the land, singing his song, and reminiscing about being back home again, something I could relate to during my stay on my mother's homestead land.
There's a storm across the valley, clouds are rolling in. The afternoon is heavy on your shoulders. There's a truck out on a four lane. Older. He's an hour away from riding on your prayers up in the sky. 10 days on the road, barely gone. There's a fire softly burning, supper's on the stove. It's a light in your eyes.
As I walk through the surreal experience of being back home again, with each artifact I stumbled upon, I realized just how much there was to think about. This trip back to the old homestead allowed me to recoup my mother's loss and the strength she'd left behind. At the same time, it made me realize just how resilient and how strong she had been, especially given the pain and heartache she had endured. I think she was graced by her faith. She often attributed her belief in God as giving her strength, something I suspect helped her to get through the darkness of the psychiatric world. My mother's faith is illuminated through the words of George Harrison and My Sweet Lord.
My sweet Lord.
Throughout the day, I tried to get a sense of what my mom's life must have been like on this farm. I walked into the house and around it. I walked up and down the hills. I walked through the pasture and I rolled under the barbed wire fence. Then I spread a blanket across the land and leaned against the house as I ate my lunch, dinner in prairie speak. And I wrote poetry about my mother's life as a girl on the prairie. My mom knows the prairie like the back of her hand, she once told me. My mom told me stories of the prairie, and so when I went there, I walked the land. I lay under the big open skies. I watched the grass blowing like wind on water for miles. My mom knew the richness of the prairie life all right, but she also knew hardship, the wounded parts, the sadness, the B-sides. My mom knows prairie hardships, like the back of her hand, she once told me. Barren lands, empty cellars, hungry children. My mom knows heartache, like the fear in the pit of her stomach, she once told me. Drunken father, absent mother, unlocked doors. I remember her stories well, like the back of my hand. I wrote what I knew and what my mother had told me, and then as the sun turned, I turned with it. I wrote stories about my mom's life as a girl on the farm, as a girl in the convent, and as a young woman leaving the prairie. I went into the old farmhouse, decrepit with age, smelling of must, reeking of old memories, of secrets buried in the walls. I thought of the stories my mother had told me when she was incarcerated in the psychiatric ward, how she used to hide when her father came home, how he came looking for her, how her mother did nothing. I located that space she had told me about, that space where she hid, and spoke aloud to the memory of my mother. I told her she was safe now. Then I lay on the blanket and looked into the big open sky. I thought about the poetry I had written since I'd arrived at my mother's farm. I remembered that she wanted me to tell the stories she could never tell, to sing the song she could never sing, to live life in a way she had never lived. Some of her last words